Lynette Lyon is here from Lyon Ranch, and Lynette, great to see you.
It is so good to be back.
Yes, very nice to, and you've brought a friend with you, and her name is?
Dolly Porkton.
Dolly Porkton, everybody. Yes. And we're just about to put this on Facebook Live so you can have a very good look at Dolly, but you can probably hear her right now.
Yeah, she's being very vocal, but that's not uncommon. She does like to chit-chat.
What kind of a pig is she? Because she has, like, hair, you know,
yeah,
like
a
different kind
pig.
Of hair.
So she's actually called a Cooney Cooney, and they are a pig that originated in New Zealand.
Okay.
And, yeah, they're just this really cool, very furry, very hairy pig.
She's quite beautiful. She's, like,
she's a
nice rust color and black and...
She's a redhead.
Absolutely a redhead.
But she's very pretty ginger, yeah.
How did she come to you?
So this is kind of funny. We have about 65 animals on our property. Almost all of them, 60 out of 65, are rescues. She is one of our only non-rescues. She came from a friend of mine. His name is Brian. He runs a facility called Vintage Kennels. Now, Brian's about 10 minutes away from us, and he is where we evacuated every year during the fire.
I see. That is a good friend.
Oh, he's incredible.
Yeah.
And he has this gorgeous property, and he runs one of those, like, doggy spas. It shouldn't even be called a kennel. It's very fancy.
Okay.
So every year, Brian always has very cool animals like us.
That's Dolly, by the way.
He has, like, exotic farm animals. Like, he has fancy sheep and fancy pigs and fancy horses. And for years, he's been like, you guys need a pig in your program. You guys need a pig in your program. And every year, I'm like, I don't think we need
Dolly
a...
He has her own microphone.
And then this year, Brian got smart. He's like, well, we just had a litter born 3 days ago, will you come help me socialize them? So he got smart about it. He's like, come help me socialize
them. Well, you know about that. Sure.
Yeah.
You'd be the perfect person to ask.
But he knew. He's like, once you meet one, you're gonna want one. So I'd always avoided meeting the piglets. I'd always been like, oh, no, not this year. This year I was like, I met her.
Yeah.
I met this little girl, 3 days old. She fit in the palm of my hand.
She had you at hello.
Oh, no, exactly. She crawled in my lap and went to sleep. And I was like, well, I guess we could get a pig. And this was maybe 4 weeks before everything closed down.
Yeah.
You know, this was just a couple weeks before everything closed down. And so 6 weeks after she was born, Brian texted me. He's like, I know it's a little early, but you know how to raise babies. If you want to start socializing her right now, couldn't be better because you don't have anything else to do.
That's early. Yeah, that's true, though. You did need idle hands, right?
Yes.
Right, Dolly? Yeah.
So I needed a friend, and she was 6 weeks old, and immediately my dogs adopted her. We have 5 rescue dogs, and they adopted her, and we're like, this is our new dog friend.
Yeah.
That's not quite a dog.
Yeah.
And she runs with the pack and they're all besties.
She is flipping gorgeous.
Yeah, she's cute.
Let me ask you this, Lynette, because, you know, obviously one of the goals of Lyon Ranch is to provide, well, not only the audio for our show, but also to provide therapy animals for many different circumstances, including senior care homes, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, obviously during the pandemic, you're not able to do that. This is a time when we need therapy animals the most.
Yes. And this is a little heartbreaking on our end because senior groups have always been our focus. And this is the one group that overall no one can visit right now.
Yes.
And it's left us in just this really sort of tragic conundrum where we'll be like, well, you know, can we send videos? Can we send pictures? And it's not the same. It's just not. With kids, it's a little easier to do stuff over the internet. But with these senior groups, especially when it comes to Alzheimer's dementia patients, the whole appeal was to be able to touch and interact and feel and engage.
And it made a real difference.
It made a huge difference. Yeah. And right now, our hands are just sort of tied. So we're doing our best to just basically do stuff around the property and
take care of the
animals and enjoy life, you know, as we can right up there right now.
Yeah, it is tough because I'm sure that the desire for all of you and your family and the people at Lyon Ranch is to, you know, want to make these animals available to anybody who needs them, particularly now. But you just have to put a hold on it like so many of us do.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the meantime, though, it looks like Dolly is not suffering from, oh, lack of food or lack of attention or anything like that.
It turns out she is a big fan of meeting new people, which is what we want. I think we sent this whole building into a tizzy because I arrived like a half an hour early. I'm like, the second I set foot in the door, Dolly's going to be, you know, off and running, and everybody's going to have to meet her. So I've got to be there early. And yeah, oh no, instantly. I ended up just like leaving and using the restroom and she was just with random people.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, well, she's fine.
Yeah, she seemed to trot. I know you've been on the drive a few times. And, oh, hi, Dolly. Hello, Dolly.
I'm sorry, did I move?
Hello, Dolly. She is a very, very, very beautiful pig. How much does she weigh?
Right now, she weighs a little less than 30 pounds, around 28 pounds.
And what do you mean by right now? What do you expect her to weigh?
So, again, here's the funny thing. She was the smallest one in the litter.
The runt.
Of course, by a lot. But she also came from very small parents. So, Cooney Cooney's average for a female, 100 to 150 pounds.
That's much larger than she is now.
And a male, 300 plus pounds.
Wow.
Now, her mom is just over 100 pounds. Her dad weighs 150.
So, how old is she again, Dolly?
She is almost 5 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you think she's maybe halfway there?
We think she's about halfway there because her siblings are almost twice her size.
Okay. So the lap that she is sitting in right now, yours, may not be able to accommodate her at some point.
I don't know. My puppies are about 70 pounds. Yeah. And they still crawl up on my lap.
Yeah.
And yeah. So I think it's all going to depend if I don't have to lift her into a chair that that my feet don't touch the ground, which is already my difficult
Which is
today.
What she's doing right now. Yeah.
I think we can manage it. So we'll just put the mic on the floor next time.
Okay, we'll accommodate you in any way that you would like us to. That's for sure.
KSRO never gets old.
What about the rest of the menagerie at Lion Ranch?
So we have been using some critters in some programs. For example, our local pet shelter ran a very tiny summer camp for 6 weeks and it had about 5 kids per camp. Mm-hmm. That in and of itself is sad to see because normally I do these camps. It's like 20 kids and it's outside and it's so much fun. And now it's just like 5 kids in the classroom. But it was fun to bring the...
Well, then. All right.
It was fun to bring the animals in for that.
Way to punctuate the statement, Dolly.
She goes, yes. but for the most part, a lot of the animals can participate. So the alligator, for example, there's no safety issue there. Except it's an alligator. So
yeah,
I guess that is
that part
a safety
of it.
Issue
yeah.
in its own way.
Yeah.
But the alligator can go out. The foxes can go out. We're just really not doing any pettings right now.
Yeah.
The one animal we can't take out is the bush baby, which is the little primate.
Oh, Darwin.
Darwin.
Yeah.
He is a primate, and he's also a wet-nosed primate, a strepsirrhine.
You have to be careful.
Very susceptible to any kind of lung disease, actually.
What about Freddy?
Freddy could go out.
Freddy is a camel.
Freddy is a baby camel. He is a probably around 1,400-pound 3-year-old male camel.
Wow.
We just haven't gone out because of circumstances with him. There's just nowhere to go with him.
Yeah.
Like the summer camp, it wouldn't have worked. It was a tiny classroom. Like just not going to work.
He's large.
Out.
He's large for a 3-year-old.
He
yeah.
would not fit in the radio station anymore.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
He wouldn't even fit through the door.
So he's gotten much bigger since the last time I saw him.
Oh, he's a big boy.
Yeah, he is a very big boy. And it's great to have you with us. Dolly is a doll. Do you think I could hold her?
Yeah, I think that we might have to move away from the microphones for that to be a workable scenario.
Oh, do you think she would scream?
Oh, gosh. No. Oh. I was like, there's wires and cables and rolly chairs, and it might take some adjustment.
Yeah, we would want it to be a safe moving situation for Dolly, like, that's for sure.
But I think she's asleep, actually, I think.
Well,
I think she fell asleep.
Well, that's good. We like people to be comfortable in our studios, and apparently Dolly is among those.
Pretty happy.
Lion Ranch is something that that you should look into. Number one, it's incredibly entertaining and informative, and this is one of the many Sonoma County nonprofit organizations who has been really incredibly impacted by the pandemic, and I'm sure that comes... with regard to resources too,
yes.
and donations and things like that. So I would encourage you, especially if you are an animal lover, and the pig is growing on me, I'll tell you. to support Lion Ranch. And you'll find them online at
lionranch.org, and that's L-Y-O-N.
L-Y-O-N.
Lionranch.org. Yes. It's our last name. We don't actually have any lions.
That's right. No lions yet. But it's early, though.
Yeah, well, early days.
Well, she is a pleasure, and again, one of my better behaved guests. So I appreciate her. She's welcome back anytime.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you guys for having us.
And love to the family over there. They do such a great job.
Just woke her up a little.
Oh! Well, I think she did just wake up. She sort of jolted like we do sometimes when we...
She's like, Mom, why?
Where in the hell am I? Okay. All right. We're going to calm things down for Dolly a bit. And does she ever... I mean, is there any meanness at all? Or it just...
If I tried to take apples away from her...
Well, that's just plain silly.
She's not mean. She just runs.
Oh,
she just runs away.
Oh, wow. So, fight or flight, she's the flight type.
That's the only time where she'll be like, I don't want to talk. And she just figured this trick out like a couple days ago, too.
Yeah.
Before, she'd always just sort of like sit there and just be like, well, I guess this is my life now. And then she realized, oh, wait, I have legs.
I can run.
I can run
away. Like the wind.
And so she'll run away and then she can go like under the deck and it's hard for me to follow her.
Dolly Parkton is her name, one of the many, well, family members at Lion Ranch. That's lyonranch.org. And support this organization. Lynette, great to see you, and thanks for bringing in your pal here.
Thank you very much for having me, Pat.
She's got something really cool to say.